Isser Davuk, in attached Isser. One of the primary concepts in Isser Vheter is the idea of bittel, which by liquid substances is that if you have 60 units of Heter, 60 units of permitted food, relative to one unit of Isser, then the entire mixture is permitted. And when it comes to dry foods, when it comes to solids, if you have a majority of kosher solid relative to non-kosher solid, then the mixture is considered to be kosher. That's at least true when it comes to min b'minay, when they're of the same type. An exception to this rule is iser davuk, in attached iser. And that is when you have a piece of meat where there's an iser on the piece of meat attached to it. For example, let's say that you have a piece of meat with non-kosher fat, with chaylev. So a piece of cow, but it has non-kosher meat attached to it. Or that it has a gid hanasha, it has a sciatic nerve attached to it. Now, if you cook this meat together with other pieces of kosher meat, then two bad things are going to happen. Number one is that this piece of kosher meat, which has some fat attached to it or gid hanasha attached to it, the entire piece of meat is going to become usser so long as there aren't 60 units in the volume of the piece of meat itself opposite the gid hanasha, opposite the non-kosher fat. But two is that after this piece of meat becomes trafed up by the gid hanasha or by the chaylev, by the non-kosher fat that's on this piece of meat, then you have a further problem. And that is that this piece of meat, which has now become totally trafed, is going to trafe up the entire pot unless there are 60 units of heter relative to this now one unit of ballooned iser. And although it's the case that the entire pot is being cooked at once, the Chachamim viewed the Isser Davuk, they viewed the attached Isser to this piece of kosher meat as if it's being cooked in a separate pot, and it completely becomes Usser. And then they judged it as if it's further falling into the mixture as a whole and contaminating the entire mixture unless you have 60 units against the Isser Davuk. This din of Isser Davuk is brought by the Ramah in a few places. It's brought in Simon Ayin Beis and Elchus Malicha and Simon Tzadi Beis and Elchus Basa B'cholov. However, it would seem that the Tor and the Mechaber both don't hold of this extra stringency of Isser Davuk. Within Isser Davuk, the Achrayim discuss three different modes of Davuk. Mode number one is the mode we were discussing, which is that the Dibuk, that the attachment, is natural. For example, you have this non-kosher fat, which is naturally attached to the meat, or the gid hanasha, which is naturally attached to the meat, or alternatively, you have a heart, an animal's heart, a cow heart, a chicken heart, which is not koshered, and it's full of blood. So in that case, the blood is considered as if it's attached to the heart, and it turns the heart into usser, because blood is usser to eat. And the same would be true of a non-kosher liver, which is also full of blood. So that's mode number one. It's naturally attached. Mode number two is that it's attached, but it's not naturally attached. So an example of that would be that via cooking, this kosher piece and some other piece of meat, some non-kosher piece of meat, got attached to it, and they're very tightly attached by means of the cooking process. Finally, davuk would be that you have something which is not attached, but is rather inside. Imagine you have a piece of chicken which is stuffed with something not kosher. Or you have a worm or a rat stuck inside some piece of food, that would also be considered an instance of davuk. Now, why do we take iser davuk so seriously? Why don't we consider the attached piece of food, the attached piece of chaylev, the attached piece of iser, to be just as if it were another piece in the pot? Why do we say that the iser davuk asers the piece that it's attached to, and then goes and asers the entire pot? So there are two reasons which are brought by the Paiskim. The first, which we see in the Bach, the Prisha, the Lavush, and the Shach, is that given that the Isser is attached, it's tightly attached to this one piece of meat, as the cooking process goes, it absorbs very quickly into the one piece of meat. So we can therefore view it as a closed system relative to the rest of the pot. And therefore, it quickly asers this piece of meat and then goes, and this aser piece of meat then asers the rest of the pot. A second reason, which is brought with the smack, the Isser Vheter Oruch, the Darachim Meisha, the Taz, and the Beir HaGerah, is that there's grounds for concern that the piece of meat that the Isser Davuk, along with whatever it's attached to, at some point was removed from the pot or popped out of the sauce. It popped out of the closed system. And it thereby became its own closed system. And then when it re-enters the pot, it becomes part of the larger system. But now it's been ashered in its own right, so it can go ahead and asher the rest of the pot. What's the nafkamina? What's the practical difference between these two shittas? The one which is brought by a bunch of Rishonim and the Shach, and the other which is brought by a bunch of Rishonim and the Taz. So the Taz suggests that there are at least two nafkaminas, two practical differences between his approach and the approach of the Shach. The first difference is going to pertain to an Isser Derabanan. When it comes to an Isser Derabanan, let's say that you have Derabanan de Kechelev, rabbinically prohibited Kechelev, on a piece of kosher meat. So the Shach's svar was that the two pieces are tightly attached, so it's not going to make a difference whether it's a Derabanan or an Isser Deraisa. That chemical assessment that if two things are tightly attached, they're going to cook together more quickly than the entire pot, is still going to hold. However, the Taz had said that the problem was that we're concerned that maybe the piece of meat might have popped out of the pot with its Isser Davuk, and it was a closed system of Isser outside of the rest of the food in the pot, and then it re-entered the pot. So when we're dealing with an Isser Rabbanon, since that scenario is only a suffix, we're not sure if that scenario in fact happened, the Taz says we would be Mekel. So it comes out that by an Isser Rabbanon, this Isser Davuk of the Shach is going to be more stringent than the Isser Davuk of the Taz. However, the Taz says that there is a case in which his position is more machmir than that of the Shach. And that is, we saw before that there are three different modes of dibuk, three different ways in which the Isser could be attached to the Heter. The first, that they're attached naturally. The second is that they were attached by means of heat. And the third is that they got attached by means of being stuffed. So let's say you have something non-kosher stuffed inside of the kosher piece. So the Taz explains that according to the Shach, this idea that they're going to cook very quickly together, in his chemical assessment, should only be the case if you have the natural davuk, if they are naturally, tightly interwoven together. But if you merely have an isser stuffed inside of the heter, in the Taz's chemical assessment, that would be insufficient in order to asser the mixture. However, within the Taz's own position of the possibility of the isser davuk popping out of the pot, cooking together, and then popping back into the pot or popping back into the mixture, he says that should apply equally whether you're dealing with something that's naturally davuk or you're dealing with something which is stuffed inside of something else. So we have two rationales, two explanations for why it is that Isser Davuk should be a problem. One championed by the Shach and the other championed by the Taz. And we see a nafka mina where in one case the Shach is more machmir and the other case the Taz is more machmir. Now, lemaisa were machmir, like both the Shach's reason and the Taz's reason. And only in a case where you'd be able to be mekel, according to both reasons, which is that number one, it's an Isser Derabanan. And number two, it's not biologically attached, but rather stuffed inside, the Isser is stuffed inside of the Heter, would we say that you could be mekel, and that this would not be a case of Isser Davuk, where the Isser, this piece, first is completely ascertained. And then we say that it's measured relative to the quantity of the entire pot instead of just the Isser alone being isolated within the piece. So to summarize, we've met the concept of Isser Davuk, of an attached Isser, and we saw that Isser Davuk, this attached Isser, under certain circumstances, is going to ascer the piece of the mixture that it's attached to. And then that piece, which has now gotten an Asr status by virtue of the Isser Davuk, could go ahead and Asr the entire mixture.